IVM.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Sponge Podcast. I'm with Ambi Parmeshwaran. We're going to be discussing the 8th chapter of his book today, Sponge: Leadership Lessons I Learned from My Clients. The chapter is called Tax Dollars at Work. And why dollars and not rupees as the chapter title?
Well, I'm told the American tax authority, the IRS, when they have, shall we say, a road being constructed or a bridge being constructed, instead of just putting this being constructed by the Public Works Department, whatever, they also put a sign there which says that your tax dollars at work.
Ah, okay.
So this is seen by my, you know, boss, and he had noticed it, and he reminded us of it. We got talking to.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, so actually, yeah, I think maybe we should start from there, right? I mean, like, can you describe how it first came about that you started working with them or working or presenting to the IT department, right?
Okay, so this was more than 10, 15 years ago, I think. The income tax department, we got a call from the income tax department and saying that the chief commissioner of income tax of Bombay Circle wanted to visit and meet us. So, you know, when you get a call from the income tax department, you kind of start wondering, you know, what's going to happen. And we were pretty kosher as an agency. Mm. We had absolutely nothing to hide. So, but we didn't know why he was coming. So we were told he wants to visit your agency and he's going to come on this particular Saturday. Can you be available, et cetera, et cetera. So a colleague of mine got the call and he had some issues. He could not be there on that Saturday. So I was, you know, told to receive the income tax commissioner and take him to our, you know, managing director chairman's office. So I was waiting there and in walks a very sprite, thin, but a very energetic Sardar gentleman, Mr. Sidhu. So I welcomed him and I said, sir, thank you for coming, in a sense, right? What else do you say? You say, thank you for coming. And then I took him to the, you know, chairman's office.
Right.
And then we sat down and we said, look, you know, to what do we owe this visit? Mm-hmm. Because we are honest taxpaying citizens.
Right.
He said, yes, I've come to meet you because you're honest taxpaying citizens. And then he started explaining how that income tax department in India has a very bad name. Mm-hmm. And the tax authorities were actually, I'm talking of almost, I think, 99 or 2000 or something like that, you know, the income tax authority, the tax rates had come down by then. The reform agenda had been started in 91. The personal income tax rates had started coming down dramatically. Mr. Sidhu told us, look, in spite of the rates coming down, we don't have enough people declaring their tax and they're not, you know, coming to file their tax return the way we think they should be filing it. So what is the reason? And my then boss, Anil Kapoor, started explaining that, look, maybe it's in our genes that, you know, we don't want to pay tax and we find ways of cheating the tax. And he asked a important question to Mr. Sidhu that, look, what are you doing about telling people what happens to their money when they pay the tax? So just said, what should we be doing? And the conversation continued that, look, maybe there is a problem in simple marketing communication that the income tax department is not communicating enough with its taxpayers and you don't know. It's like a black hole. You pay the tax, it disappears. You don't know what's happening to your money. And the conversation lasted almost 2 hours. And then Mr. Sidhu said, look, you know, our a member of Central Board of Direct Taxes, Mr. Rangachari, is going to be in town the next Wednesday. So he said, you know, Mr. Kapoor, Mr. Parmeshwaran, can you come to our office and talk to us? So, I mean, we thought it was a rare honor, you know, like an agency being invited to talk to a member of Central Board of Direct Taxes along with maybe 20, 30 of their, you know, income tax. Various income tax assistant commissioners and commissioners. So we landed up the next week and we were received at the gate. I mean, normally you end up, you know, waiting for someone to meet you.
Right.
Yeah, we were received at the gate. We were taken up to the big conference room where we met Mr. Rangachari. And there again, the presentation went on for almost an hour or so. We talked about image. We talked about image perceptions. We talked about how governments underestimate the importance of image projection and how the government needs to become proactive in projecting what they're doing. And you should not see marketing communication or advertising as just a waste of money. You should see it as an important force of good.
So question comes to my mind. Were they doing a lot of advertising prior to this? Because this is, I remember when the VDI scheme happened in 2001, that was the first time I really remember seeing income tax department ads in a really large way for the first time. Were they doing a lot of communication before this?
Not at all. I mean, I think this was probably in 96, 97. They were doing no advertising at all. If at all, you would only see those kind of typeset advertising.
Like the notices, your tax is due on this day.
Yeah, tax on due. So they were not doing anything. So our meeting, you know, at the end of the meeting, Mr. Rangachari said, look, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. Maybe we need to do something like this. So can you come to Delhi and meet the members of the board of direct taxes? So I went down to Delhi and along with my Delhi colleague, Arvind Wable, we were ushered into Delhi, as you know, the two big office blocks in Delhi are called the North Block and the South Block. They sit on what is called Raisina Hill. And and the, you know, Rashtrapati Bhavan, you know, is just ahead of the North Block and South Block. So the North Block is where the finance and the home ministry sits. And the South Block is where the Prime Minister's Office, Defense and Ministry of External Affairs sits. So we walked into North Block. We were taken to the big conference room. Again, we met Mr. M.R. Srinivasan, Mr. Rangachari, and a whole lot of senior bureaucrats. And you do have a kind of a image of bureaucrats saying, you know, they won't listen to you, they find ways of not doing anything, etc., etc. Our meeting started about 5:30. It was, I think, winter, and it was dark, and it went on till about 7:30. We explained what IT department could do, how they need to communicate to their people, saying that, you know, today tax rates are not very high. They are modest. And there are so many benefits of paying taxes. You know, your wealth becomes legitimate. It's easy for you to transfer your money to your children or whatever. And I think we didn't expect such a patient listening. We got a very patient listening. We also got some very good questions at the end of that long conversation. We're not sure what's going to happen, but I think a few weeks later, I think probably for the first time ever, Income Tax Department actually advertised.
Okay.
And we created three ads for them to show people from three different walks of life who pay tax regularly. And, you know, one of them was the famous Muchhad Panwala.
Ah, yes, of course. He's still known today as like the taxpayer, right? I mean, like that people still talk about him as like, this Panwala is paying so much tax.
Yeah, so he offered to, you know, we asked him, do you know, does he pay tax? Right. Yeah, he pays tax. So he said, you know, can you tell him to model for us?
Right.
And he modeled for us. We created three ads.
Right.
But I think that was still a small effort. In fact, about a year later was when Income Tax Department actually implemented a lot of what we had said.
Okay.
It was, I mean, we got paid nothing for it. It was just something which we did for, say, the country, so to speak. And a year or so later, Income Tax Department started this, what is called VDIS.
Right.
Voluntary Disclosure of Income Scheme. Which was rated by everyone as an outstanding success. And they used a lot of what we had discussed in their strategy, that you need to communicate with people, the importance of paying tax, how the tax money gets used properly, and there is something good coming out of your taxes. You know, why should you? And, you know, those were the days when, you know, at one time we were used to paying 80%, 90% tax.
Right.
No longer that. It was a much more reasonable rate, and a lot of benefits in paying tax.
Yeah. I think you mentioned in your book, right? I mean, like, it had become kind of a status game as well, that, you know, I mean, like, people who had a lot of money used to boast to each other how they're avoiding taxes at that time.
Yeah, so, I think we have come a long way in terms of number of taxpayers in this country, but still, there is a problem, inherent problem, that we tend to find ways of avoiding taxes. But I think in a small way, we made a beginning in terms of advising the Income Tax Department the importance of communicating.
Do you think some of the reason for these issues have to do with the fact that interactions with the IT department generally cause fear?
No, I would say interaction with any bureaucrat causes fear, right? So, and more so the IT department. And there could be genuine reasons why anyone is scared to, deal with the IT department. But if you go back 25 years and you go to today's income tax department, it's a very different world out there. You know, things move a lot. I mean, you get refund without, running from pillar to post, and things have changed. Okay, things can change even more. Things have changed. The other important lesson which, you know, I wanted to kind of share on this chapter is that we tend to believe bureaucrats are by and large various forms of yes minister or yes prime minister.
Right.
You know, they are very slow. They obfuscate and they talk, you know, around in riddles, and very difficult to get them to listen to what you're saying because they're very fixed mindset, right? But in this case, I think we found something very different. They were ready to listen. They were ready to implement some of the suggestions we gave. And it was not as if we were talking to a wall.
Right.
Right. And that was a big lesson. And I think what I learned, in fact, was that bureaucrats have a, you know, all of us think bureaucrats are of a particular type. And that exchange, entire thing, which happened in Bombay and then in Delhi, opened my eyes towards that. You know, I was later discussing this with my colleague Arun Bable, saying, look, I mean, the people whom we met in North Block were really smart.
Right.
And we think we are great cats, whiskers, you know, we've done whatever MBA, et cetera, et cetera. But they knew what they were talking about. And their questioning was really deep. And so we said, yeah, these guys are damn smart.
Right.
So he says, yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, they are high up in the bureaucracy. We tend to believe bureaucrats are all, you know, there because of their time-serving people. They can
promote.
Not at all. I mean, there are some really, really smart people. And, you know, later, you know, I got to meet some of these senior bureaucrats on boards. And you realize that, well, they sit on the board. The kind of advice they give you is really very, very keen to the extent they can advise you about how the government machinery works.
Right.
See, the government machinery works in a particular way for a particular reason. There is this concept of L1. Everything has to be bid. There is what is called L1, L2, L3. And there is a particular system in which it works.
Right.
And these guys understand the system. And they can be of great help. Which is why I think a lot of bureaucrats, especially the good ones, tend to have a second life after they retire from the government. They are very much in demand.
Right. Yeah. You see that all over the place, right? You see ex-army people, as we had mentioned in the previous chapter.
Yeah.
You also see a lot of ex-governmental people from the IAS, IPS, all over the place, who are working in all these various capacities.
Absolutely. So I think the lesson from here was that we tend to paint all the so-called bureaucrats, especially the IT department. We tend to think that it's one brick wall there, which won't listen to you, won't do anything, but it was a big revelation for us that they listened to a lot of stuff we said and they implemented some of the things we had discussed at that meeting.
Interesting. Very cool. I think that's a great place to kind of end this chapter. I thought that was really illuminating, the experience that you had. And we'll be back next week with Chapter 9, Missing the Blue Ocean.
Thank you. Thank you very much.